The founder of the website Ash Vegas, Jason Sanford, broke the story of a late February lunch meeting between Moffitt, Turner, and Buncombe County Commissioner Republican David King. Jason, from your reporting, I gather Representative Moffitt and Brian Turner had never met. Why did they meet and where?
David, it's my understanding that Turner, the Democratic challenger to Republican Tim Moffitt, wanted to meet in advance of an upcoming candidate forum. Just sort of a simple, straightforward, hey, how you doing? Let's get to know each other before the campaign advances. Republican Buncombe County Commissioner David King helped broker the meeting. Turner had conversation with King, who was having conversation with Moffitt. With King brokering the meeting, Turner, Moffitt, and King all met at an Italian restaurant in Biltmore Park down in South Asheville.
And why did Turner go alone?
David, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you on that. I don't know.
The lunch meeting took place in late February. Why is Turner filing this complaint now?
Turner initially had said he would not file a complaint, that he didn't want his campaign to get bogged down in the process that will happen to figure out whether or not something improper was done. But he changed his mind, honestly, after this crush of media attention that we've seen develop over the past week.
You broke the story, and then it's picked up its own momentum. Radio, television, and the Asheville Citizen-Times have followed up.
That's right, and a number of outlets have sort of sussed out additional details about the conversation and what each party, Turner, Moffitt, and King, say about what was said at that meeting.
What did Turner tell you about the conversation he had with Representative Moffitt?
Brian Turner's story is that at this meeting on a Monday afternoon, the three men sat down at a table in a back room at this restaurant and started talking. And according to Turner, Moffitt launched right out of the gate with a request that Turner withdraw from the race. According to Turner, Moffitt talked about his plans to run for Speaker of the House, and those plans would be somewhat hampered by the fact that he would have to focus on a run in his local district, so he wanted Brian to step aside. Turner says that he politely declined. The conversation continued, according to Turner, with Moffitt suggesting that Brian might think about serving the state in a different capacity than elected office. And according to Turner, Moffitt says, Brian, with your background in television, you might consider leading or running UNC TV.
Turner also claimed that Moffitt said the campaign could get ugly.
That's right. Turner says that during the course of the conversation, Moffitt continued by essentially warning him that third-party groups that Moffitt had no control over were going to try and ruin his reputation, smear his name. And Turner says Moffitt used the word, they're going to try and nuke me, meaning Brian Turner.
Tim Moffitt was quoted in the Asheville Citizen-Times as saying, is this guy that naive, referring to Turner? And then he went on to say, there are going to be groups that come in that are more interested in securing the seat for their side than they are in whoever is going to occupy that seat. Moffitt said, the people who recruited you, meaning Turner, to run against me are not your friends. They are my political enemies.
And David King, who was also at the table, supports Tim Moffitt's version of the conversation. King notes that Moffitt, during this conversation, is essentially trying to give Brian Turner a heads up about a rough campaign coming up.
Also in the Asheville Citizen-Times, Moffitt was quoted as saying he told Turner he had been through an election three times, and this area is extremely toxic when it comes to politics.
David, it's worth noting here that Tim Moffitt, when he ran and won in 2010, went up against a non-incumbent, Jane Wilden, following the redistricting process, the redrawing of districts, which in this House District 116 now favors Republican candidates.
Moffitt was also quoted as saying, given your MTV background, you ought to see if you can become president of UNC TV. Could you explain the MTV reference?
Yes, it's just a part of Brian Turner's work history is that for a period of, I think, a couple of years, Turner worked in New York City for MTV as a sort of high-level production executive. He helped stage big concerts and other events for the music television channel.
Moffitt's reaction to the suggestion that he was offering Brian Turner a job was to say, quote, "I'm effective and I get things done, but I'm not that good. I could probably make him Queen of Spain before I could make him president of UNC-TV. And then Moffitt said he explained to Turner the only way to beat an incumbent was to go negative and go negative quick. From all indications, this is the beginning of what should be a very expensive campaign.
Right. From the beginning, there was a lot of attention on who would challenge Tim Moffitt because of his high profile, his ambition for higher office, and in general, the escalating cost of legislative campaigns.
Jason Sanford is the founder of the website Ash Vegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.